child, that your skin can bring you so much pain. Now I hear you say, you got the best of both ways. Won't you come and take a walk in my shoes and tell me if you take my place? Under the cover of my skin, I've heard all your names. If it's all the same, I'll keep on walking. Under the cover of my skin, I've heard all your names. If it's all the same, I'll keep on walking.
Welcome, Inside Running Podcast listeners, to this standalone episode. This is an episode where we're just counting down the top 10 greatest Australian female distance runners of all time. In conjunction with International Women's Day, we thought it would be a good idea to ask some people to send us their votes or their top 10s, to collate the votes and then to make a bit of an audio package to go together that hopefully you guys can learn a bit about from the athletes mentioned here, and have an enjoyable experience listening along to who our judges voted the top 10 Australian female distance runners of all time. Thanks to Brad and Moose, who are joining me here for voting. First off, fellas, welcome, and thanks for giving me your top 10s.
No worries. But thank you, more importantly, for putting this all together. I know it took you pretty much your whole long weekend, so thank you.
Yeah, it was good though. I don't mind doing this nerdy stuff because I think it just it teaches people about some of the history in our sport. And I hope people enjoy it when they're hopefully running along listening to it. Do you want to talk about your vote? Or maybe just tell me, was it easy or hard to come up with 10?
For me personally, the top maybe 3 or 4 I found quite easy. It was really between sort of 6 and 10 that I found really hard to try and work out who should be ahead of who, and also having to leave probably another 5 out. And I think, you know, across the board, if you look at how close it was, there was like probably, you know, another 6 people that only missed out making the top 10 by like 1 point or 2 points. So it was really close, especially down towards the bottom.
Yeah. Moose, easy or hard?
Yeah, really difficult for me. Because there's different ways you can look at it. There's different priorities you can place on world records, but at the time, like, no one was running these races. It was a rare distance that someone ran, and then some Com Games, like there's some medals won in some Com Games that were kind of weak fields, so it's difficult in that regard. I found it hard.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted so many people to respond. So in the end, we did send it to 17 judges who we kind of trusted their opinions on. And you had to know a lot about the history of the sport as well. Like, it's, you know, you have to have a certain amount of knowledge to be able to submit these kind of votes. We did get 13 responses in total. The person that they put on number 1 pick, they got 10 votes, and then number 2 got 9, number 3 got 8, all the way down to number 10 getting 1 vote. So all up, there was a total of 130 votes would be a perfect score. All up, there was 26 different females that polled votes. To make the top 10, you needed to get 19 votes in the end. And yeah, 11th spot, the person who just missed out had 18 votes. And then there were 4 athletes tied on 16 votes. So you could throw a blanket over 11th through to like 15th, 16th. So some people extremely unlucky here. We did set a bit of criteria around like looking at PBs and rankings, looking at performances on the global stage, and looking at the range of the athletes. But that's pretty much it. Hope you enjoy this. It goes for about 28 minutes. Took about 15 hours to make though. Not really good bang for your buck there. I do have to say some legal stuff before we hit play. Links and references to the races we referenced in this episode are in the show notes. We don't own any of that audio, and thanks to the people in the organizations that uploaded them to YouTube for making them available. All background music comes from Pixabay for some royalty-free stock there. This is a standalone episode. It's not sponsored by any brands or organizations. Inside Running Podcast does not benefit financially from this episode in any way. These next 27 minutes of audio have been put together as a hobby kind of project to celebrate our amazing Australian female distance runners for International Women's Day 2021. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening. We're done.
Great work. Great work, Brady.
Hope people enjoy it. Mate. If you're on Patreon, don't give away the secrets on social media too quick. Enjoy listening to the top 10 greatest female distance runners of all time. coming in at number 10 is Margaret Crowley. In 1996, Margaret Crowley took a whopping 6 seconds off the Australian record when she lowered it from 4.07 to 4.01. She is still ranked as the 4th fastest 1500 metre Australian female of all time, behind Jessica Hull, Lyndon Hall and Sarah Jamieson. She set her personal best time of 4.01.34 at the Oslo Bislett Games to finish 3rd. Margaret had a stellar performance at the 1996 Atlanta Olympic Games, where she finished 5th, just 0.7 of a second off the bronze medal position. To date, from the 1500 metres to the 10,000 metres, this is still the best track performance by an Australian female athlete at the Olympic Games.
Later, but hasn't taken her place in the field, must have been injured. We'll go through the lineup in a moment. The Sacramento, Mark Crowley next to her.
What a tremendous year for Marg, really. She's started off 1996 with personal best times of 4.07 for the 1500 and about 2.03 for the 800, and has improved those 1500 by 6 seconds and the 800 by 4 seconds. There she is.
Now kicks right away. She's going to do the double. Jarbo second, Kaiser. Crowley's coming home well. She may even get fourth, but Mastakova, a clear-cut winner. Jarbo second, third place Kaiser, fourth Pearls, fifth Crowley. Best performance ever by an Australian woman. Terrific run.
A wonderful run by Mark Crowley to hang in there and really guts it out over that last couple of hundred. She was really hurting there with 200-250 to go, and it was a very brave run. But what a wonderful run by the Russian Mastakova. Tremendous backing up. Zabo absolutely ecstatic with her second place. Wonderful finish there.
So Mastakova does the double, wins the 8:15, and for Mark Crowley, fifth in the Olympic final.
She also represented Australia at the 1997 World Championships and the 2000 Sydney Olympic Games. Margaret also owns the 4th fastest Australian 800 metre time, with her personal best being 1:59.73. Marg polled 19 votes from our 13 judges, which secures her 10th spot in this competition.
Coming in at number 9 is Krishna Stanton. Krishna is one of the most underrated, but absolutely one of our best female distance runners ever. 1987 was a particularly good year for Krishna, where she finished 4th at the World Indoor Championships over 3,000 metres in a time of 8.48. This is still the 6th fastest time recorded by an Australian.
And trailing this front pack is Krishna Wood of Australia, as the front pack now of 6 runners begins to pull away. And races, as you know, you take on a life of their own, and packs take on a life of their own, and they will move away, then some people join them and drop out. But the race is now developed among these front runners, these 6 ladies.
You've got to stay with that lead pack, Charlie, because the minute you lose touch with them, your concentration is gone, you think about the pain more. Right here, if they can just concentrate, almost like they're in a trance on the person in front of them, and Yvonne Murray is doing all the work right there, which is very hard.
That same year, she finished 8th place at the World Cross Country Championships in Poland. At the 2002 Manchester Commonwealth Games, Krishna finished 2nd in the marathon behind Karen McCann. Her range was outstanding, with world-class performances from the 3,000 metres to the marathon. Krishna represented Australia at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics and finished her career with PBs of 8.48 for 3K, 15.28 for 5K, 31.45 for 10K road, 73.20 for the half marathon, and 2.34 for the marathon.
Number 8 is Kate Richardson. Kate Richardson is a 2-time Olympian who represented Australia at the 96 Atlanta and 2000 Sydney Olympics. She was a finalist in the 97 World Championship 5000 in Athens, where she finished 11th. Kate is the former Australian record holder over 1500 metres. In 1996, she broke Jenny Orr's record, which had stood since 1972. She also owned the Australian 5000 metre record when she lowered it from 1526 to 1510 in 97. She is still ranked 8th Australian over this distance. Richardson's greatest honour was claiming a gold medal at the 98 Commonwealth Games in the 5000 metres. After the Olympic Games in 2000, Kate retired from competitive track and field.
Coming in at number 7 is Lisa Waitman. Lisa is a two-time Commonwealth Games medalist after winning the bronze medal at Delhi in 2010 and the silver medal at the Commonwealth Games in 2018 at the Gold Coast. Both of these races were in hot and humid conditions. She has finished in the top 24 times at World Championship, Olympic Games or World Cross Country level. Lisa is ranked as the 6th fastest Australian half marathoner of all time with her PB of 68.48. She is also the 4th fastest Australian marathoner of all time with her PB of 2:25.15. At World Marathon Major level, she has finished 8th at New York Marathon, 5th at the London Marathon and 6th at the Chicago Marathon. And locally, in 2013, she won the Melbourne Marathon in a race record time of 2 hours 26 and 5 seconds. This time stood as a race record until 2018 when Sinead Diver broke it.
Don't be under any illusions that she's not enjoying this moment. She just wants to turn in and see that MCG grass.
And she is on track to smash the women's race record here. You can see there, she's at 2 hours and 25 minutes, just a fraction over that when she enters the stadium. The current race record, it's 2 hours 32.20. She's going to obliterate this.
This is phenomenal running. This is extraordinary running to run world class right here in a hometown of Melbourne. This is amazing running. This is just some of the best running we've probably ever seen by a female in Australia, by an Australian, probably ever on Australian soil, no doubt about that.
Well, she had to bridge a big gap to Kales, the Kenyan, who led by a minute at the halfway mark. Oh, look at Lisa Waitman. She's going to smash the record, but she is completely out on her feet. The crowd doing their part to get her home. The finish line isn't far away now. You're not wrong about that grimace, and you can't blame her. It's been a phenomenal effort. She has flown through the second half of this race. Lisa Waitman, she staggers virtually towards the finish line, but she will smash the race record. It's a huge performance. 2 hours 26.05. She's broken the record, Steve, by 6 minutes.
This is one of the greatest marathon performances by a female I've ever seen. And what an amazing run. Never panicked. I mean, she was over a minute behind Eunice at one stage. But, gee, what a phenomenal performance to finish so strong. And 2:26 just outside is amazing time here in Australia.
At time of recording, Lisa is looking set to represent Australia in her third Olympic Games at the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. From our 13 judges, Lisa polled votes with 8 of them to score 23 votes and get her 7th position.
Coming in at number 6 is Eloise Wellings. Elsie, as she is affectionately known, is undeniably the pin-up woman and athlete for longevity, perseverance and resilience in the face of adversity. Her range is admirable. For 3,000 metres, she's run 8.41. For 5,000 metres, 14.54, making her only the third Australian woman to break 15 minutes for the 5K. For the 10,000 metres, arguably her pet event, Elsie has run 31.14, making her the third fastest Australian woman over this distance in history. She was fitted for an Australian Olympic team uniform in the years 2000, 2004, 2008, 2012 and 2016. But due to repeated bone stress injuries, only truly realised her Olympic dream in London in 2012. Eloise has achieved impressive results, including 1 fourth placing and a win at World University Games, consistently high placings in multiple Commonwealth Games track races, 4 national titles in the prestigious Zatopek 10,000 metre track race, as well as multiple top 5 finishes.
So Eloise is performing like clockwork tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another stunning performance. Eloise Wellings.
So Wellings has a couple of 100 metres to go. She will be the winner of the Zatopek, but there's a lot more at stake here. Looking for a spot at Rio, 32 minutes, 15 seconds is what we want.
That's spot on, Matt. She's going to get the 32.15. 77 second laps, as we said, delivered 32.05. She's been just like clockwork all the way for the night. Great pacing from Mel Duncan and also Genevieve Lacaze. Let's get behind Eloise Wellings.
And the crowd getting behind Eloise Wellings. Down the straight she comes. Multiple Commonwealth Games athlete, an Olympian in 2012. She's got Rio in sight. 32.15. She's going to do it easily. She's elated. I think she's even surprised herself. How good was that?
I don't think we're too surprised, though. This is a wonderful woman, a great competitor.
Eloise's most courageous international achievements were her two top 10 finishes in both the 5,000 metres and the 10,000 metres at the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. She finished 10th in the 10,000 metres in a personal best time of 31.14. Then, just 4 days later, finished 6th in her heat of the 5,000 metres to progress to the final 3 days after that, where she finished 9th in an incredible time of 15.01, a time that only two other Australian women have run faster than. It is amazing to think that Eloise performed at this exceptionally high level with 15 kilometres worth of hard track running in her legs.
Coming in at number 5 is Tamsin Manu. The highlight of her international career came in 2008 when she took out the 800 metres at the World Indoor Championships in Valencia, Spain. In this race, she defeated a number of high-profile 800 metre athletes, including the 2000 Olympic champion Maria Mottola.
At the 400 metres, so this is anybody's race. It's up to the 400-metre runners. This might just suit Martinez, and the crowd will love that because she's got a super finish. It's still Mottola leading from Petliot. Tamsin Lewis goes charging through on the inside, though. The Australian found a gap. Mottola, but the crowd can see Martinez now coming up to the second place. Petliot is on the outside. Meadows on the inside. Kusma is in last place. Line abreast coming up to the bell, and Petliot now takes it up. 1:34.14. Petliuk from Lewis and Martinez, Mottola and Meadows and Kusma. Now Petliuk has decided she's got speed. She's running a different way, but Lewis is closing that gap. Just a little while to go around the last bend. It's still Petliuk from Lewis. Mottola is so strong. She's coming up there. Martinez is on the inside. I don't think it's going to be a Spanish victory. And Petliuk is still holding on. But here comes Tamsin Lewis, and the Australian takes it. Tamsin Lewis wins it on the line. In second place is Petliuk.
Tamsin represented Australia at 3 Olympic Games. Sydney in 2000, Athens in 2004, and Beijing in 2008, where she made the semi-final. Tamsin also represented Australia at 4 Commonwealth Games. She is still the third fastest 800 Australian woman of all time, with her PB of 159.21.
Current star Jess Hull comes in at number 4 of all-time greatest lady distance athletes in Australia. In 2020, Jessica Hull went on a record-breaking rampage. She started the year with no Australian records and finished it with 3. She broke the Australian 1500-metre, 3000-metre and 5000-metre records in the space of only a few months. She ran 4 minutes flat, 0.4 for the 1500, 8.36 for the 3K and 14.43 for the 5K, proving that she was more than comfortable on the world stage in her first year as a professional athlete. Jess had a successful college career and graduated from the University of Oregon, where she earned 7 All-American honors,
and was a four-time NCAA champion.
Nobody willing to go past Eleanor Perrier now with just 150 meters remaining. There goes Hall, and she will be buoyed by this crowd. Eleanor Perrier starting to pay the price for leading. It's Jessica Hall. Boy, will this do a lot for Oregon's team title hopes. I don't see anybody able to cover this move. Nikki Hiltz on the outside trying to get there. She's going to run out of real estate. Hull's going to win it. Hull's second. And it looks like Elise Cranny for Stanford getting up there for big points for the Cardinal.
In her first major championships at the Doha World Championships, she ran a PB in the semi-final and missed making the final by one position and 0.3 of a second. At the Australian 5,000 metre championships in February 2020, Jess smoked the who's who of current athletes with a massive last kilometre to get the Olympic qualifying time and the win easily.
150 to run, she'll enter the straight, she'll look up and see the finish line, and she'll also see that automatic nomination through to the AOC. There's a smile on the face. She knows she's got this. She knows they're not going to catch her. She's drifted out into lane two, and she's going to come down for a brilliant victory, and she's going to go sub 15.10. She gets the time as well, even though she already had it. 15.06, 1.3 on the clock. And congratulations, Jess Hull. You have yourself an automatic nomination through to the AOC, and we shall see you in Tokyo.
Most of the judges noted that if this competition was to take place again 1 to 2 years later and Jess achieves world championship and Olympic success, we could potentially see her coming in a whole lot higher with many years left in her career.
Coming in third place and collecting the bronze medal is Karen McCann. Karen was a two times Commonwealth Games gold medalist in the marathon. She won gold at both the 2002 Manchester Games and the 2006 Melbourne Commonwealth Games. She broke the national 5,000 metre record in Brisbane during a pre-Sydney Olympics event where she ran 15.08. This time still ranks her as the seventh fastest Australian of all time. Karen was a three-time Olympian, with her highest finish being 10th place at the 2000 Sydney Games. Karen still holds the Australian half marathon record of 67.48. She ran this in 2000 at the Tokyo Half Marathon. Karen McCann was a big time performer with many big wins, including the motion charged one on the MCG.
Experience tells you that this is going to be a magnificent finish. We're in for a sprint finish down the straight.
Well, Karen McCann was second in the Australian 10,000 title and ran a good 3K last week. She'll rely on that speed here. She just has to have a bit of a breather, I reckon. And build off the crowd. She's ignored my advice wisely. Up the little rise. What a roar. .250 to go in the marathon. Head to head. Inside the final lap. McCann's in front. Sharono fights back. What a finish. Edging clear, the defending champion, 38 years of age. Son Benton, daughter Josie, husband Greg, cheering her out the course. Hope they've got her here to experience this, because this is something to savour, something to remember for the rest of your life. For everybody here, on their feet, applauding Karen McCann. Helen Sharono, what a battle. But Karen McCann defends her title and goes back to back and wins the gold. Sharono in second. She celebrates as well, as she should. What a race. What a finish. Karen McCann defends her title.
There is a God. Karen gets home. What a magnificent story. What a great, great example. Fantastic person. The terrific Australian. I'm proud to be in the stadium on my feet to see such a finish. We'll take our hat off to you.
She was also an outstanding cross-country runner. She won three national titles and had one top 20 finish at the World Cross Country Championships. Sadly, Karen lost her battle with cancer in December 2008, just 2 years after her Melbourne Commonwealth Games win.
Coming in second position and collecting the silver medal in this competition is Lisa Ondiecki. Lisa polled 117 votes and was in second or first position with 12 of our 13 judges. Lisa won the silver medal at the 1988 Seoul Olympic Games, which is the highest ever finish at the Olympic Games from an Australian distance runner. She was just 13 seconds off the gold medal.
And Lisa Martin is now in the stadium, and she's about 150 metres behind. It's been a magnificent effort by the Australian. She's going for a silver medal, and she's run every bit as well as we could possibly have hoped, Ron. It's been a great performance by Lisa as well as Rosa.
It has been a phenomenal performance by this girl, and there's nothing worse than the pressure before a marathon race. Anything can go wrong. She knows she had a bad run 12 months ago in Rome, and she's done a great job. She's hung on. She's shown a lot of guts and courage and determination. When she dropped off, she could have got very despondent. She could have dropped away, but she didn't. She's hung on, and she really hasn't dropped that much off at all. She's run a magnificent race.
So there are three girls in the stadium. It's the gold, the silver, and the bronze. And we celebrate too, because just up the track behind her, what a run by Lisa Martin. I don't know about you at home, but I feel absolutely proud of her performance today. I've got goosebumps as she comes over the line. Her greatest effort yet. Silver medal in the Olympic arena. Magnificent, Ron.
Absolute magnificent. That's the best performance ever in the Olympic Games by any Australian marathon runner.
Lisa is the second fastest Australian female marathoner of all time with her personal best of 2:23.51, which she set in 1988 when she won the Osaka International Ladies Marathon. At the time, this was the fourth fastest time in the world ever recorded. Lisa is a two-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist in the marathon. She won in Edinburgh in 1986 and Auckland in 1990. In Auckland, she led from gun to tape, running a solo 2:25 to absolutely destroy the field.
This is Lisa Martin now. She's running into St Heliers. The finish line is in the suburb of St Heliers, and you can see by the increased audience and the increasing number of spectators that she's getting very close to the finish line, and her time is going to be well under the games record that she set in Edinburgh of 2 hours 26 minutes and 7 seconds. It's going to be just over 2 hours 25 minutes by the look of it. A magnificent performance from Lisa Martin, unquestionably one of the finest marathon runners, female marathon runners in the world. She's fourth on the world all-time list, second in the Olympic Games in 1988, and here today she's gone out and run solo from beginning to end, and she's still been able to return an absolute world-class time. This time is going to be nearly 2 minutes faster than the time that Rosa Motta ran in winning the Osaka Marathon just 24 hours ago, a race that Lisa Martin passed up to contest this Commonwealth Games marathon, and she's vindicated that decision with a stunning victory. A brilliant victory from Lisa Martin in the world-class time of 2 hours 25 minutes and 29 seconds. That is a remarkable performance by a lady who has had to run the 42 kilometres almost on her own.
Lisa has experienced a lot of success in some of the biggest marathons in the world. She won the New York Marathon in 1992 and also finished second and third there. She placed second at the Tokyo, Chicago and London Marathon during her career. Lisa ended up representing Australia in four Olympic marathons, and her personal best for 10k and the half marathon were 31:11, which is still the second fastest Australian female of all time, and 68:33, which is the fourth fastest of all time.
Eleven of our 13 judges ranked this athlete as number one. She had incredible range from 1500 metres to the marathon, broke numerous Australian records and still holds a few, won medals on the international stage, competed at four Olympic Games, and inspired the current crop of Australian female distance runners. For those reasons, we believe Benita Willis is Australia's greatest female distance runner of all time. Benita won what most would say is the hardest race of all to win, the World Cross Country Championships. She did this in 2004 with her victory in Brussels.
And Benita Johnson has opened up quite a gap now ahead of the Ethiopians. Suddenly it's changed. Suddenly Kidani and Dibaba have had to yield to the strength of this Australian, who's gone through 7 kilometres now in 24.05, so just under a kilometre to go for Benita Johnson, who's opened up suddenly a gap of some 20 metres on the two Ethiopians. And it's the 24-year-old Australian and Oceania record holder on the track, 3,000 up to 10,000 metres. She moved up successfully to make her half-marathon debut with the bronze medal last autumn. And now she's coming in to win her first gold medal in these IF World Cross Country Championships here on a sticky, muddy, wet day in Belgium. Benita Johnson is going to take the gold medal after 8 kilometres in just outside 27 minutes. She's the winner, Benita Johnson, the first ever Australian gold medalist in the history of the World Cross Country Championships. In second place, it's Ejegayu Dibaba of Ethiopia.
On the world stage, she also won a World Half Marathon Championship bronze medal in 2003 and led Australia to 2 team bronze medals at World Cross Country Championships. As already mentioned, Benita had tremendous range from 1500 metres to the marathon. Her 1500 metre PB is 4.07 and she's the second fastest Australian female over 3K, 5K and the half marathon, with her PBs being 8.38, 14.47 and 68.28. Her 3 and 5K were Australian records up until 2020 when Jessica Hull broke both of them. She's still the Australian 10,000 metre record holder with a time of 30.37. She did this at the 2003 World Championships in Paris to finish 8th. At the time, this ranked her 16th on the all-time list. To put this into perspective, no other Australian female has come within 30 seconds of this time. Benita also holds the Australian marathon record of 2:22:36 when she finished 3rd at the 2006 Chicago Marathon. She went on to represent Australia in the marathon at the 2008 and 2012 Olympics, and she also represented Australia at the 2000 and 2004 Games. Benita proved that she was a world-class athlete on 4 different racing surfaces. She won significant races on the track, indoor track, road, and cross-country, which makes her, in our judges' opinion, the greatest female Australian distance runner of all time.